I tell you to be different and creative and think this way. A much used business cliche. Kayla.
What is outside the box?
You got it.
We're flying high with the wings and talking all things lacrosse. You're now listening to the Outside the Box podcast right here on Underground Sports Philadelphia. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Outside the Box podcast. It's episode number 193, OTB, part of the Underground Sports Philadelphia podcast network. It's KB and DJ coming at you. We've got a loaded show for once, lots to talk about. We kind of tried to tell you guys that a TV deal was coming to the U.S., so for all of our U.S. listeners, we told you, you're welcome. Hopefully you believed us. The NLL heading to ESPN. We're going to talk all about it, what it means for the sport, what it means for the potential of, you know, the PLO maybe going to ESPN. Who knows? We'll talk about all that. One of our homies, friends of the show, the Queen trademark herself, Robin Brown, has a new home. We're going to congratulate her on her new spot, what that means for our WNBA fandom as a podcast, all that good stuff. We're also going to go into the deep diving of some transactions in the NLL. Training camp starts. By the time you're listening to this, training camp is open for the NLL. So we'll dive into some signings. And, of course, it's the Halloween episode. It's the episode before your boy's birthday. You're listening to this on your boy's birthday. So it's the Halloween episode, my favorite holiday of the year. And we're going to get into, you know, our top fives, our drafts, all that good stuff. So before we get started, big thanks to our sponsors who make this show happen and allow DJ and I to talk about the stupidest shit on the planet, along with a nice sprinkle of lacrosse as well. Tomahawk Shades, the best small batch eyewear in the game. Go check out that fall apparel collection. I just got my hoodie. It's going to be here next week. I'm going to wear it on next week's pod. It's got that new Tomahawk Shades logo on it. Go to TomahawkShades.com. Check out all they got from the blue light glasses, sunglasses. Just because it's fall out and, you know, the sun's going down. I saw something that was so depressing, DJ. The other day, I forget what day it was, but it said the sun will set at 6:01 p.m. on the East Coast. That's the last time the sun will set after 6 o'clock until March 13th, 2022. I was disgusted.
Yes.
That's... depressing season is here. But just because the sun's setting earlier doesn't mean you still don't got that daylight during the day. You got to wear your Tomahawk Shade sunglasses, the blue light glasses if you're staring at screens. Hell, NLL is right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost a month away from opening weekend. You got to rock the Tomahawk Shades when you're watching on ESPN. And when you go to check out, use our promo code USP to get 25% off your order. TomahawkShades.com, promo code USP, 25% off. You can't beat it. It's one of the best deals out there for any fucking company. And Tomahawk Shades has been rocking with us hardcore now for a while. So go support the homies over at Tomahawk Shades. Stateside Urban Craft Vodka. Go to statesidevodka.com. Get those vodka soda party packs. Stock up for the NLL season. Statesidevodka.com. You got to be 21 or older to purchase. And, of course, please drink responsibly. And you got to stock up on that Kenwood beer. Go to kenwoodbeer.com. Use the Kenny tracker. See who's got Kenwood on tap. The beer golf glasses are back in stock as well on their shop tab. They got some new fire hoodies in their apparel store as well. Kenwoodbeer.com. You got to be 21 or older to purchase. And, of course, please drink responsibly. I don't want to say we told you so, DJ. I'm standing up for this one. We told you so. We told you that a TV deal was coming. We didn't know when, we didn't know how, but we told you a TV deal was coming for the U.S., for the NLL. It's here. The NLL is on the worldwide leader. Da-na-na, da-na-na. I can't wait for that. Can't wait. Can't wait to hear that music blasting. I can't wait for the NLL on ESPN theme music.
Yes.
Need it. I need it.
It's about to just live on top 10. Just about to live there.
Lyle Thompson is about to establish residency on the ESPN SportsCenter top 10.
Like, it makes me sad because, like, huge hockey fan, huge lacrosse fan, but, like, first sport love was basketball. So, obviously, I'm still extremely tied into the NBA. The amount of NBA top 10 plays I'm about to see is about to sincerely diminish.
Facts.
As it's going to be filled with hockey and lacrosse. Now that they're both back on ESPN, they will just fill the top 10.
Can't wait for SVP at night after a nice little NLL game on a Saturday. Scott Van Pelt talking about lacrosse. Let's go.
Couldn't be happier.
SVP Sports Center talking about lacrosse. Need it. Need that into my veins.
The only person I would rather hear is Stan Smith. If he was still around.
I need it. I'm so hyped. We tweeted it out. We are one sports degree of separation away from Mike Breen calling a fucking lacrosse game. Let's go.
I'm so excited.
Let's go.
It's going to happen. He's going to be like, it's the same game.
Can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh.
So excited. Multi-year deal for the NLL. Going to ESPN. Finally out of the clutches of Bleacher Report. Not that it was bad. It was just a hassle to get to. But this is from the press release from the NLL. The National Lacrosse League, the largest and most successful professional lacrosse property in the world today. This was on October 26th. Announced the most extensive United States media rights agreement in its history, giving ESPN and ESPN Plus exclusive rights in the U.S. and the rest of the world outside Canada for live NLL games. All NLL games will be carried on an ESPN network or platform, ESPN linear networks with a minimum of 10 live games annually, and ESPN Plus will combine to carry up to 139 games exclusively each year. It will be the largest number of live televised games in the history of the league. Quote from a friend of the show, commissioner of the NLL, Nick Sakevich: "We are proud, honored, and excited to work with ESPN and ESPN Plus in this unprecedented landmark announcement for the NLL. Never before in the 35-year history of the league have fans, sponsors, teams, and players had this type of access and exposure across the United States. While we, our sport, and the industry continue to focus on digital native fans, we will also have the benefit of expanded reach through live distribution on ESPN linear networks. We've been steadily building our media strategy and towards this kind of distribution over the last few years and excited about the momentum and announcement like this generates heading into NLL Faceoff weekend, December 3rd and 4th. Let's go. The NLL's on ESPN. I tweeted the Jordan from The Last Dance of him dancing on the bus with the NHL on ESPN music and said NLL on ESPN vibes. Kamish liked the tweet. He knows what's going on. Friend of the show. I can't wait. I'm so pumped that we are going to be able to have so many eyes on the NLL. You guys all know if you're OG OTB listeners, like we got our start with the NLL. That's how we started this podcast, covering the Wings, and then it just evolved into let's cover the whole freaking sport. I cannot wait to see how many casual fans and just people who have no idea what lacrosse is turn on ESPN one night, bada bing, bada boom, they're watching lacrosse live on ESPN. It is, like they said, this is unprecedented for where the sport has been before. And now two properties of lacrosse exclusively on ESPN with the NLL. It's going to lead right into the college tournament with the NCAA tournament for college lacrosse, which is one of the biggest, you know, properties in the sport. And then who the hell knows? You see Paul Rabil congratulating the NLL about this deal, rightfully so. Paul Rabil's rights still belonging to the Toronto Rock, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, we go back a lot to that ESPN account tweet at Paul Rabil for the congrats on breaking the scoring record. This could set up to have ESPN having a full-blown monopoly on the sport of lacrosse.
Yeah, I mean, you know, viewership has always been the hardest part about getting the game of lacrosse to grow, you know. So obviously it was always helpful with ESPN picking up college, because that was the first time I saw lacrosse, was just scrolling through ESPN and I scrolling through TV and stop on ESPN and I see college lacrosse. Like, boom, that's a way to get introduced. But to move the pro game to arguably the biggest sports monopoly in terms of viewing is the best thing for the sport possible. Like, sure, CBS would have done a great job, but for ESPN to pick it up, like, it's probably going to go it's going to go worldwide pretty soon. And it's going to be year round if the PLL comes around, because it goes from where, however you want to start, I guess we go calendar year. In January, you got NLL, which goes right into May, which is going to be college. College goes right into PLL in June. June goes all the way up until September. Get a little break, and then boom, we're back at it with NLL.
We're literally going to have like 2 months off of lacrosse in the grand scheme of things.
And it's really just like October and November, because
and even October, November, like training camp, like we said, starts tomorrow on the 29th. Training camp can open for the NLL. Don't know if that'll be the case, like full blown, if that's just like, you know, COVID situation. But if I remember correctly, going into the 2019-2020 season, it was like end of October when training camp opened, because we were doing training camp interviews at the Wings practice facility with like three different teams. So it is such an exciting time. I'm super intrigued to see like if there's an NLL game of the week, which I think they're supposed to be. Plus, if they don't, let me just say this directly to the camera at NLL HQ, ESPN. If that Bandits Wings Thursday night game is not on ESPN, like a regular ESPN, talking to you, talking to the mouse, we need it. We need that game. ESPN, 7 p.m. It's in the middle of – it's at the end of March. What is going on ESPN? Not much. Ain't nobody care about no end-of-season NBA games. Nobody care about that. Nobody wants to watch the Thunder play the Grizzlies. I want to watch the Bandits play the Wings, primetime, ESPN at the Wells Fargo Center, because that game is going to be highlight – that's going to be the ESPN Top 10.
Well, that's the thing.
Top 10, that game alone.
And that's the thing about Thursdays. I think the NLL moving to ESPN should really think about a lot of Thursday games, because Thursday NBA is on TNT.
Yep.
Tuesday NBA is on TNT. Saturday, all you have to compete with is college football. You know, you might not
and
get
that's
a prime.
Barely with NLL. That's barely happening because. I don't even think they will be, because by the time the NLL is in full swing, the only thing you have to worry about is the college football playoff.
Because
college football will be pretty much over with by then, and you're just waiting for, you know, the Final Four, and then the bowl games that are here and there, but they're all across different channels and stuff like that. Give us primetime NLL. Thursday night NLL would do numbers.
Numbers. Because what else do people have to watch on
during first? That time span of December to like April? What is anybody watching on ESPN? Please inform me.
Basketball, hockey,
and even then, like your basketball fans that are watching like on a primetime game, it's either a hardcore fan of whatever teams are playing, somebody's gambling on that game, and that's really it. Or if you have fantasy and you're a hardcore fantasy basketball player and you're watching your guy, which it's not like football with fantasy basketball. You can follow along on your phone for the most part. Where football, you're like locked in red zone type deal. There's not much else people are watching on ESPN because it's, you know, leading into spring training almost for baseball fans. And they don't even televise all of those games. If your team is good in the NBA, you're almost bound to have a playoff spot locked up by then.
Yeah.
And same deal with the NHL almost.
What I will say is with the NBA adding in the play-in, those lower-end squads like you were talking about, like a Grizzlies versus a Warriors game in mid-March is probably a pretty quality game to watch, because they're probably fighting for a spot between 6 and 10.
Put it on Wednesday. Put it on Wednesday.
I mean, either way, Thursday it'd be on TNT anyway. So, I mean, it's not even in the way, but
we just need, I could see how Thursday we could night lacrosse. We
yeah, need it 1,000%.
Thursday night, Friday night. It should be a Thursday to Monday type deal. It should almost be like the NFL with the way things are trending, with the way that like things I've heard through the grapevine in terms of like big time, like partners and sponsors are clamoring to get in with the NLL. Like before the shut, like Geico was like a massive sponsor. Like there was talks like before the season shut down, you know, in 2020, like the championship game MVP was getting a vehicle. Like,
oh my,
that's big time for the NLL. Like, so the way the league is trending is true to roof. And that Thursday game, just please circle it, star it, put blinking lights on it. That needs to be an ESPN primetime event. That if ESPN markets it the right way, my goodness, you are going to bring in so many new fans. It's not even funny. It's two massive markets in the NLL. It's a massive just overall market with Philadelphia there. It's a massive historical team with the Bandits who are just perennially good. And the marketability of these two teams, with the players on these teams, disgusting. And it wouldn't shock me. This is all just like hypothetical. Could you imagine Thursday night lacrosse? Let's get Paul Rabil in the booth to announce the PLL's coming to ESPN on the broadcast while you have half the defending champion Chaos playing in Philadelphia against Matt Rambo and Blaze Reardon.
Trevor Baptiste, John Crow. Like, I mean, there's so many PLL players in that game. Like, get a special broadcast. Get a special broadcast with PR99 and K18.
That was my next question, too. Because we know ESPN has flaunted a ton of guys. Well, I should say the PLL has done a good job of marketing by sending merch and gear and having notable names in the ESPN world talking about lacrosse. Field Yates, Dan Orlovsky, you know, there's a number of big time lacrosse overlaps and connections because of the PLL at ESPN. If you are running and in charge of this project, DJ, and obviously both of us are going to say Mike Breen, but who would you tab as your broadcast team? Do you go like two brand new people, you know, to man that booth for a primetime, you know, ESPN broadcast of the NLL? Do you grab somebody who has been at ESPN, might have a lacrosse background, has some knowledge of the sport? Do you try and tab a Paul Rabil or a former player that might not be working at ESPN right now, but it's like, oh, we're going to hire you for our lacrosse coverage? Like, how would you go about assembling that broadcast booth?
I would 1,000% go three-person booth, offer it.
Yes.
My play-by-play announcer, dream job, of course, obviously, is
just hire us.
Is Mike Breen. Well, yeah, me, but Mike Breen, if I had to choose, like,
Breen would be great.
I would love that. First color would be Pat McAfee. I would love to hear Pat McAfee just be in a game, just slinging whatever he wants, because whatever.
Oh, look at Wild Thompson running downtown.
Literally, like, that's what we need. And then the third would be a former player of some sort, you know, former D1, former MLL, former PLL, you know, someone just who knows the sport a lot and can give that behind the scenes analysis.
Side note, I will be tuning into all of the Albany home games on TV because Andy Towers is the color analyst.
Really?
Yeah.
Need.
I'm trying to think of how I would assemble my booth for an ESPN like primetime deal. Because obviously every team has their broadcast unit that is going to broadcast their games, and that's awesome. But if I was assembling ESPN primetime, I mean, obviously Breen is like our like dream come true.
Yeah.
But it's also during basketball season, so I doubt he would. But I would love for him to come in as a guest. I'm going to say Because I'm also trying to think of who I would have as like sideline reporter as well.
Oh, I didn't think about a sideline.
Man, I'm trying to think of like ESPN personalities right now too. I might have to pull up a list of ESPN personalities because I don't even know off rip who works at ESPN anymore.
Top bins, top tier commentary,
top drawer, upper 90.
You already down. Know.
You it's more already of a last term,
know.
I think that's how it always
went
goes.
Like
in
45
previous.
Minutes, and we were at like Chelsea. What about, are we doing?
I'm Dominic Ponteri.
I am Matt Kessler.
And we are here to talk about Champions League soccer today.
Hey, it's Top Bins time.
What's up?
We're back.
You're about to laugh so hard at my sideline, but it makes total sense. I need Stephen A. Smith as my sideline.
Yes. That would be phenomenal.
Oh my God. I would love that.
That would be amazing. Who works at ESPN that I would want covering lacrosse? Well, you see, DJ, I wouldn't mind you Hulks being on the broadcast. Yeah, you see that boy Sergio Perkovic on the Georgia Swarm practice squad. He went to Notre Dame.
Oh, Lou Hulks would be golden. Her Lou dick right out.
Lou Holtz and Dickie Reed playing on the play-by-play for the National Lacrosse League would be something else. It'd be something special there, DJ.
I mean, I am just ecstatic and happy to be here.
Here we go, baby. Rock and roll. Dickie V in the building. Where's the Tampa Bay team? Shout out, Dickie V.
Oh, man.
Man, there are a lot of ESPN personalities that
mm-hmm.
I thought were still there, but are not.
In my studio group, I would just take that NBA pre-group that does it like pre-game, halftime, post-game, and just take out Ernie Johnson and put in Anish.
Ooh.
I feel like Anish with Kenny, Chuck, and Shaq would be hilarious.
Although I love Ernie.
I do love Ernie. Like that is not a dig at Ernie. We just need someone who knows some lacrosse. Ernie's the one that keeps that show sane. He's hilarious.
Who does like broadcasting anymore for ESPN?
I really don't know.
I mean, Scott Van Pelt in a studio show for lacrosse would be electric.
That's a fact.
Man, people are going to be so pissed that we're going like this stalling, but man, I'm like trying to think of like the football and basketball broadcasts and who they have, or I mean, honestly, let's hire Paul Rabil. Who says no? Like, let's get Paul in the booth. as a color analyst. He played in the National Lacrosse League. He knows the game. Would Paul Rabil do that? I think he would. Because I thought Paul was very insightful when they would bring him in for spots on NBC during PLL season when he wasn't playing.
Yeah,
we don't
I
have
mean...
respect and shit.
Oh, hello.
Some of us.
I have no clue what's going on over here. All right, there we go. yeah, no, I love the idea of PR99 in the booth. I mean, nobody really knows the game more than him, and we can give a lot of insight with players that play in both. I mean, he's played against them for so long, and he's played alongside some of them. Like, to have his insight in the booth during a game would be awesome.
Let's Paul Rabil and John Buchegross. Who says no?
Ooh, I forgot about Bucci. That's not a bad idea.
We could transfer the Bucci overtime challenge to the NLL.
Bucci is not a bad
and
idea.
And I don't hate your Stephen A. Smith sideline reporter idea.
Yeah, I like it. I'm telling you.
But I'm also thinking.
And if it's not him, it's Uncle Sharp, Uncle Shannon, Uncle Shannon Sharp. I love Shannon.
I mean, let's go a little local, too. I think Devin Caney would be a rock star.
That could work.
Have a Paul Rabil, John Buchegross, Devin Caney trio. That would be must-watch television.
Absolutely. I think all games need to move to a three-person booth.
Erin Andrews, she'd be great. Sideline reporter.
Yep.
Yeah, need it. I love Doris Burke.
I do too.
So does Drake.
Nobody really has a problem with Doris Burke. Doris Burke has a problem with other people.
Yeah. Is Drake going to show up to Toronto Rock games now since the SportsCenter and ESPN account just love Drake?
No. Well, I mean, maybe. It's not like.
He's kind of fire.
He had to grow up playing. They learned in gym class. So, I mean, he know.
You know he's going to be a Vegas fan, though, with Gretzky.
Nah, he'd be a Toronto fan. That man's a diehard Toronto.
That's
fan.
True.
He's from the Six.
He's gonna throw a little Toronto Rock patch on one of his jackets or something.
Call it an OVO collab, and then try and charge like $300 for it.
Right?
Like, yeah, all right, bro. You don't even know lacrosse.
I was running through the Six with my rock.
Oh my god. Other sad news in lacrosse, Pat Spencer is, like, done.
Hooping.
He's done. He's like,
go-go.
He said, I'm hooping, dog. He's like, lacrosse
is
cool.
This real hooper hours.
He says, shoot or shoot. Shoot or shoot.
Hit him with that hezzy step back. Swish.
It's so weird that he's didn't play a single year of undergrad, plays 1 year of grad school, goes overseas for a year, and is now in the G League.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's just a natural born athlete. I like saw him play. He started on Northwestern and got like 20, 30 minutes a game. I was like, dude.
When the Wizards eventually trade Bradley Beal, he's going to fill Bradley Beal's roster spot.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it. I'd love it. Oh, my.
Are we officially on Pat Spencer NBA watch on this show?
Yes. Yes.
Are we officially hitting the.
We have to be clock. Because, I mean, he announced it. He announced that he's not coming back to lacrosse, which makes me extremely happy, by the way, because him on that Archer squad scared the hell out of me. That scared the hell out of me. Yeah, that was just my thoughts of it. We hadn't even seen it. So I'm happy about that part. I mean, sad to see him leave the sport of lacrosse for a while. Maybe he'll come back when he's done playing basketball. We'll see how his body feels.
Shout out Chris Hogan, just retired from the NFL. I don't know if we mentioned that because it just happened. But
yeah, we did. I think you brought it up to me, but I don't think we talked about it on the show.
So shout out to Chris Hogan.
We'll be copying that Cannons jersey.
Facts. It's a relic now. I mean, does he come back to the PLL now that he's retired from the NFL?
I would assume.
Because, I mean, the Whipsnakes have his rights for 2 years with that they put him on.
Right. And, I mean, he made some good money in the NFL, but he's going to need some more.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know.
His wife is pregnant. That's a big reason why he retired from the NFL right now. And I wanted to spend more time with his kids.
So. And, I mean, that it allows him to. Honestly, the PLL does. He's just away on the weekends. Leaves, what, Thursday?
Thursday, probably.
Depending.
Probably Wednesday.
If that.
If they're playing on a Friday.
Right. And it's like, if they're playing Saturday, probably Thursday. If they're playing Sunday. Well, I guess if they're playing Sunday, they have to play Friday. Well, no. No, they might be the one team that doesn't.
True.
Because, you know, there's two teams that don't as of right now. So, I mean, yeah, that allows a lot more time to spend with your kids. It's more of 3, 4, 5 days a week versus none.
Yeah. I'm still over the moon about how the NFL is on ESPN. Like, I can't wait for the theme song. I need to know who's composing it. I want insight on who is creating the theme music for NFL on ESPN. Can't wait to see the logo. If they cop what we made a couple years ago, I'm going to be pissed, but I'll say, hey, that one's for free. You get charged for the next one.
Or hire me. It's okay.
It's almost like the PLL when they did Friday Night Lacrosse and they made that logo. Mm-hmm. I made a Monday Night Lacrosse during the bubble, and it looked eerily similar.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know,
the PLL likes to use our ideas, mm-hmm. and it's okay because they get down with us. So,
yeah, they share the love, so it's okay. Maybe sell a little commission off those sales, off those jerseys.
Give the boy a follow back on his birthday. No big deal.
At least, you know. At least a follow back.
You know, I'm also excited that the NLL kicks off on a Friday night this year. Friday Night Lacrosse to kick things off on ESPN.
In December,
again, we talked about it a bunch, but like, what are you watching early December on ESPN on a Friday? Typically
now? Well,
not much.
I don't know. It's stacked now on Fridays. ESPN is going to be loaded. ESPN Plus is going to be loaded with hockey. Main channel ESPN is going to be basketball. We could slide on ESPN2, though. There's plenty of space on ESPN2 at prime time.
You got to think Panther City and the Wings are going to be on ESPN of some sort, not like a subscription ESPN.
I mean, if they do, then it's going to be on 2 or 3. Because Friday,
put it
Friday
on ESPN2.
Friday nights is NBA Friday. So I know they're going to get prime time on NBA. They're going to have that 7 o'clock game. They're going to have that 10:30 game.
I mean, I'll be at that game, so I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I have
you might be at that game.
I might be. We're looking at it.
And then Calgary Buffalo's also on that. Or no, is that on?
Is that
or no, Saturday? I'm sorry. Wings and Panther City's on the Saturday.
Okay. Now so that
Saturday night, what are we watching on ESPN typically?
That Pac-12 banger game of the week.
Yeah, but that's not until like 11 o'clock Eastern.
Well, it starts, I think, it's like 10:30. Yeah, it's like 9:10.
Wings first faceoff is at 7 p.m., baby.
Well, what the problem is, they be liking to play that Alabama game at 8, which leads right into
Marcus Holman once said, I am living, LIVIN.
I mean, I very much hope so.
You can't full-blown say, hey, here's this, we're doing this, and then put it all behind a paywall.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, especially for that opening weekend, you have to have at least, I'd say,
a game on a main channel.
At least 4 games that weekend have to be on some sort of main channel.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got 6 games on the Friday, Vancouver at San Diego Friday night, that's going to be a 10 o'clock East Coast tip, face-off. So, I mean, that's doable to have on an ESPN on a Friday night. I think that could happen.
It just depends on the time.
Vancouver at San Diego. I'm pretty sure it's 7 o'clock local time, so it'd be 10 o'clock Eastern.
They're going to have that Friday game on, that NBA game, whatever. It's that late night NBA game, the West Coast one. Whatever.
ESPN News.
It's going to be, it's gonna be, you know,
Bob Lee calling the game.
It's going to be Nuggets, Suns, Lakers.
So put it on ESPN. Warriors. It's got to be ESPN. You can't have that as like the marquee like advertised game and not have it on some sort of ESPN, ESPN
2. I think ESPN 2 is very doable, but ESPN will not be. Yeah. I will say that. If Monday, Wednesday, Friday, not going to work as far as being on ESPN. Maybe Mondays. Mondays could work. Well, no, because they have football. And then Wednesdays, Fridays, they have NBA. So Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
I don't
Saturday.
Even think there's any Monday games anyway, so that's...
Sunday is going to be the killer, though. Sunday's the best time. There's nothing going on ESPN on Sunday, but a bunch of nothing.
The only thing you're really competing against is the NFL.
But no, because they're not on ESPN on Sunday.
Well, I mean just like different
channels. In terms of watching?
Yeah.
It just depends on what time those games are.
Yeah. Which they vary all across the board between, 12 o'clock starts and 4 o'clock starts. And I think there's even a Sunday night game that I'll be at this year, if I'm not mistaken. So, like, they're all across. And the nice thing is, like, by the time the NFL season's in full swing, the NFL will be just in the playoffs. So that's doable. And then your full-blown NFL season from, like, February to April before the playoffs, like, you're not really competing with that much. So that'll be nice. But ESPN, can't wait. I can't wait to hear that music with the NFL.
I'm so excited. So excited.
I need it. Speaking of new locations, the Queen, guest of the show, friend of the show, friend in real life, Robin Brown, formerly worked for the Connecticut Sun. She is sticking in the Sun, just in a different league. She's heading out to Phoenix. She's now leading the charge with the Phoenix Mercury. It's the Mercury, right?
Yep.
Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA and the Phoenix Suns in the NBA. Couldn't be more proud. Like, Robin's a rock star. She's one of those people that, like, if we had gazillions of dollars to pay all of our people, I would hire Robin on the spot.
To get the whole podcast hosted by Stephen McAvoy and John Mavalia, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Get In The Whole Pod and be on the lookout for a ton of great content keeping you up to date on the world of golf, releasing weekly a part of the Underground Sports Philadelphia family of podcasts wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
She is a certified weapon in the social media game. She helped build that Connecticut Sun brand down in the bubble. She went and moved to Florida for like 2.5 months in the WNBA bubble. Learned from some of the best in the game. She's a rock star. Obviously, the homie, friend, Annette Hogan, still working with the Connecticut Sun. But, I mean, we're also going to be rooting for the Phoenix Mercury. And, I can root for a West Coast team in the NBA. I like the Sun. They got Mikal Bridges on that squad. That's my guy. I can't wait for the Robin Brown, Mikal Bridges content. And the Suns are fun. The Phoenix Suns are fun. I know it's not as fun for you being a Laker fan.
Well, not Laker.
But you're more so a LeBron fan than
anyone else. I am a LeBron. I will set that record straight.
But Phoenix is one of those very fun teams to watch.
Oh, I love watching Phoenix. I mean, I'm also a fan of Phoenix because, I mean, as everybody knows, that 2000, the Banana Boat Boys, Chris Paul is inherently a part of that group, and I would love nothing more than to see him get a ring. Thought he was going to do it last year, and they fell apart. But I love Chris Paul. Love Devin. Oh, Devin Booker. Don't get me started on Devin Booker.
He's so good.
If it wasn't for Jason Tatum, I'd say Devin Booker's the next best young star. But
I still think he is.
I don't know. Right now, I have Jason Tatum and Luka Doncic over him.
I mean, all I got to say is, when's the last time Luka and Jason Tatum were in the NBA Finals?
Here you go with this. Here you go with this.
D-Book's a star.
He's got a better – he just has a better squad around him.
That's true. I mean,
Luka's down there with KP, who posts up Paul George and then shoots an 18-foot fadeaway.
And for how much longer is Luka going to be down there?
You 7-3, dog. Post up. And Jason Tatum, I mean, he's had a good squad, but they were young and they weren't ready. And they had troublesome Kyrie at the time, so they weren't going to make it to a championship anyway.
I love D-Book, and I love the Suns jerseys. Good grief. And the Phoenix Mercury, that squad is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm sad they lost this year, too.
They're going to be on a revenge tour like no other. And Robin's going to, like, portrait that in social media content, and it's going to be fucking beautiful. Can't wait.
I can't wait to, like, see Robin do a collage with the door that Deanna Taurasi broke.
It's going to be elite. Oh, my
God. Cannot wait.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Shout out to Robin. She's closer to home, too. She's a California girl, so she's closer to home, closer to family, which will be dope for her. I know she's excited about that. Mm-hmm. We'll have to get Robin back on the show soon, too. But very excited. And OTB now has some Phoenix ties. Again, Phoenix needs to be an NLL spot, by the way.
I agree with that.
Need that.
They're a big sports town. Like, look at how they've rallied around the Coyotes now that they're back and going. They made the playoffs last year, and Phoenix was in an uproar about Arizona.
And they're trying to yank them out of their stadium. Everybody's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly. So, like,
they're not good right now because they're, like, actively tanking, but they have fire jerseys.
Oh, I'm so glad they brought the Coyote back. It looks so great.
Arizona, high key, one of the best sports city, like Phoenix and Arizona, if you want to count the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks in there.
Yeah.
4 for 4, nail their jerseys. Like, across the board.
Yep. Yep.
The Cardinals' black jerseys are one of the best jerseys in sports.
I agree.
Diamondbacks, everybody hates on the Diamondbacks jersey. I love those jerseys.
They do some very nice things with some of their jerseys.
Like we said, the Phoenix Suns jerseys, fire. Phoenix Coyotes, Arizona Coyotes, whatever the hell they are now, fire. Phoenix Mercury, fire.
They've had two teams go to the finals in the past couple of years, in the past year, actually.
7-0 football team right now. Like, they're on the rise.
Don't talk to me about that football team. You know how I feel right now.
A city full of superstars just got a new one, though, with Robin Brownhead there. So shout out to the homie. The queen is going to take over Phoenix like no other. NLL signings, though. We had a couple signings of note that went down.
The boy Tahoka.
Days.
The boy
Tahoka signed?
He signed earlier today, yeah.
Oh, let's go.
With the Bandits. So they're going to be disgusting.
Wagon.
They're going to be disgusting. One step closer to possibly.
I'm so pumped.
Getting my fandom.
So pumped for Tahoka.
I'm like, so excited.
Everybody counted him out, and then boom, third overall pick. Bop.
Yep.
Done. What is it? Yep. NYC sidewalk talk, whatever. Bing bong. Tahoka signed. Bing bong. Done. Some big signings. Charlie Leonard signed a 1-year deal with Panther City. The Firewolves gave the homie, friend of the show, Andrew Q, a 3-year deal. Massive signing there. And then Calgary went out and signed a couple of studs. Actually, 3 studs. Tanner Cook, Zach Currier, and Eli Salama, all to 1-year deals. So shout out to the new contract boys.
Training
camp opens tomorrow.
I didn't see that Charlie Leonard got signed. Like,
yeah, he signed on the 26th, so yesterday.
That's going to be great.
I love that signing for them.
That's going to be great because he's
so good in transition.
I mean, not even just transition. He's going to be taking face against TD year round, pretty much. Like, there's no better person. There's very few face off guys you could take reps against and get better. Like, there's TD, there's Trevor, there's Joe Nards, there's Jerry Raganese, Greg Grunlian, and like that's about it. Like, to be going against TD all the time is going to make his face-off percentage so great. He's going to be such a valuable weapon.
I think your microphone just short-circuited.
Really? Did you hear like half of that?
Yeah.
Oh my god. No, I was just saying for him to be taking face-offs against TD, like, year round, there's only what 5 guys maybe outside of that, you know, Greg, Jerry, Joe Nards, Trevor,
Jake Withers.
Like, those are the best guys to take face offs against. Those are who you're going to be. So that's going to help him, one, keep the ball in Panther City's hands, which they need, because, like, I mean, being that first year team, nobody really knows what's going on other than, you know, some expansion people, but like, being able to have the ball and build that chemistry because your face-off guy is good, or he can get it to you in transition and take care of it, is very important.
Big facts. And hopefully DJ's camera catches up too. Somebody invaded your the ESPN people came through and said, "Nah, we don't agree with what you said. We're gonna sabotage your computer."
This is ridiculous. It's probably just the Wi-Fi.
That was hilarious. It was like Ultron came through from you and took over your shit. I am Ultron. That's hilarious. So shout out to the boys that got new contracts in the NLL. Training camp opens by the time you guys are listening to this, which is massive. But it is the pre-birthday show for your boy. Halloween, my favorite holiday. You probably can't see it clearly, but behind me I got some new finds, some Halloween decorations right there. We got a Redwoods bear skeleton up there with beaming red eyes because he's ready for a revenge tour. But we're going to do some fun Halloween exercises. We are going to compare lacrosse players to your typical Halloween candies. And then we are going to do our top five that we have started to do more recently during the off seasons. Top five lacrosse players, coaches, whatever it may be, that we'd like to see in Halloween movies. Very excited for this. I love Halloween. It's freaking bats. We're going to try to get DJ's camera back. So for the people listening on audio, we are going to plug in a commercial break right here, and we'll be right back. Sometimes we all just need to wind down after a long day of enjoying our favorite sports teams go to work. And with the rise of streaming platforms, new TV shows and movies are popping up every single week, and it might be overwhelming not knowing exactly what to watch. Well, that's where Streamer Season comes in, the exclusive streaming platform discussion podcast for TV and movies on the Underground Sports Philadelphia Podcast Network. Join me, KB, and a plethora of our hosts right here at USP breaking down all the new TV and movies that you guys should be watching across all the various streaming platforms that are available to the masses. Catch us on Streamer Season wherever you get your podcasts. Now back from commercial break. While we were gone, my Wi-Fi, DJ's Wi-Fi, Thor just decided to come down and strike our computers for whatever reason. I reboot my Wi-Fi, and then it says my Wi-Fi doesn't exist. Literally, I went and changed my Wi-Fi settings. Like, I reset the router and everything, come back down after the allotted time that it typically takes. No Wi-Fi was then showing up. They'll not never sponsor all this podcast, so fuck you, Xfinity. You absolute ass clowns. I swear to God, it's not that difficult. Get your shit together. Shout out Rick and Morty. But we're going to redo everything, so you guys need, we didn't get that far, and we only got two players deep. So this is our comparing lacrosse players to Halloween candy segment, since it is our Halloween episode. It's brought to you by the good people over at Play Pickup. Go to playpickup.com, start playing the hottest headlines in sports. Can't wait to start making NLL props all season long with our friends at Pickup. Play the headlines, rack up points on your profile, cash them in for prizes. It's that simple. Can't wait for NLL props to be on Pickup. We're going to have preseason props for you guys to do season long. Who you think is going to win each division, who makes the playoffs, who doesn't, all that good stuff. Go to playpickup.com now and go show some love to the homies over at Pickup. All right, DJ, the creme de la creme of Halloween candy is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. That's the GOAT. We both agreed. And are we going active players for this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we won't include Paul Rabil. This does not include Kyle Harrison. This does not include...
Well, I think those are active because, I mean, we're still talking okay. Reference of the last season.
That's fair. So, and this includes like, no NLL rookies. Players yep. as well, coaches, all that good stuff. So... the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is the GOAT. We both agreed Lyle is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. If you have a Lyle on your team, you're living. You have a bargaining chip to go out and do almost anything you want. So Lyle is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. We got to the Kit Kat, and I said, you got to break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Not a sponsor. No free ads. But, you know, it's got to be somebody who can dish out those assists. And I said, Grant Ament, he's my Kit Kat. DJ went on to say that is your favorite candy bar, which kind of surprised me, and it's not a bad surprise. I love a Kit Kat. Like, if there's a Kit Kat around and I'm in the mood for it, we're cracking open a Kit Kat bar and throwing those things back.
I'm always in the mood for a Kit Kat bar.
Like, Kit Kat if you want to sponsor us.
You are more than welcome to sponsor. That is the safest bet for candy for me. If you give me a Kit Kat, I will 1000% eat it right in front of you immediately, no matter the size.
So I said Grant, and I believe you said Miles was your yep. Kit Kat bar, because that is your go-to. That's your guy. That is your candy. Kit Kat goes to Miles. Next one, I think we're going to go with the Snickers bar. I think the Snickers bar is a very popular Halloween candy. Everybody loves a Snickers. That's kind of one of those other ones where it's a default. It's like, if you don't get a Reese's, but you got a Snickers, like, you're still good. You're getting that peanut. You're getting that chocolate goodness. And it's in a bar form instead of the cup, so it's a little different. It's got that crunch. The Snickers bar, DJ.
Ooh. Wow. Snickers bar. K18. Like, it's like everybody likes it, but like nobody like it's like a goat that isn't a goat.
It's a fan favorite.
Yeah. It, like, everybody loves K18, but like nobody's gonna say he's better than Lyle Thompson mm-hmm. or Paul Rabel, you know? But like, he's still very much top tier and arguably, yeah. you know,
Snickers is in that S tier.
Yeah, it's arguably like, oh, he could be the best if you look at it this way. But yeah.
I view Snickers as one of those things that it has it all, can do a little bit of everything, gives you that, you know, travel type style, because it is a bar form. It's got all the things you want inside of a candy bar. Miles Jones is my Snickers bar.
Okay.
Kind of does it all. Dishes, scores, can shoot the two, does it all, Miles Jones. Sticking in that Snickers bar realm, we'll do like five for the chocolate area, we'll do five for the candy and type deal there. I think the next one is the Milky Way.
Ooh.
Doesn't get a lot of love because of the Snickers bar existing. It's very similar to, like, Kit Kat is to Reese's as Milky Way is to Snickers.
I'm going to have to say Surge. Sergio Perfect. Like, coming in, when you first seen a Milky Way, you're like, wow, this is really good. Like, Sergio Perfect was one of the first lacrosse players I ever saw, especially from him being from, you know, the Detroit area. I was like, oh, like, this is cool. But now that, like, I've seen the Lyles and the Paul Rabels and the Miles Jones, it's like, Serge is cool, but those guys, yeah, I like those guys. So, like, I mean, I love you. I rave about Serge every time he touches the ball, but right. at the same time, there's guys that are better. So I'd say Serge is the Milky Way.
My Milky Way is Westberg.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because, like you said, you know, you see other players, like, Wes is great. And he's also been thrown around the league. And it's like, oh, you know, I don't know if I want the Milky Way. I don't know. I'll trade you my Milky Way. Here's my Milky Way. I'm going to go Westberg as my Milky Way. And then we're going to go the Three Musketeers bar. Which, ooh. I don't know about you, DJ. I love me a Three Musketeers.
It's like it's a weird love. Like, I'm not infatuated with Three Musketeers. Like, I'm not going to. It's not going to be the first thing I buy into, but if I have a Three Musketeers, it's going to be like something I'm trying to like save off on trading, unless you're trying to give me a Snickers or something.
Three Musketeers,
you know, like,
might be my favorite candy bar below the Reese's.
Oh.
I'm that much of a fan of Three Musketeers.
Okay. I'm going to go Grant Amen. Like, I really like what he does. You know, like, he would never be my first choice, my second choice, but if he was still there, and, you know, somebody's like, take Grant. I'm like, yeah, come on. You know, it's like trading a couple of lifesavers for a Milky Way. Or, I'm sorry, for a Three Musketeers. Yeah, I'll trade a guy like, I don't know, thinking of the Woods, I'd trade a guy like Patrick Harbinson and Jamie Chimboli for Grant Amen. not saying those guys are lifesavers, but they're not, you know, those top tier candies either. So like that's kind of how I look at it. Grant is very, very good. I think Three Musketeers are very good, but definitely not my first option.
My Three Musketeers. I see. I love a Three Musketeers. It's that fluffy goodness, and never misses. Like when you have a Three Musketeers and you're like ready to, it never misses. It never lets you down. There's a couple options I have in my brain. I think my Three Musketeers bar is going to go to an NLL exclusive player. It's Kevin Crowley.
Ooh. Okay.
He never lets me down. Always there to make a big play. And he's just always good. He's always good. He's always on. Kevin Crowley is my Three Musketeers. So that's our top five, like, goodness, non-debates. I think everybody across the board would say, like, they're not throwing those candy bars or those chocolates in the trash. They're not saying no to any of those. Would they prefer one over the other? Probably. But those are probably, like, the top five tier, like, Halloween chocolate-type deals that you're looking at. Obviously, you have a Hershey bar, but I feel like Hershey bars have kind of evolved into more of a summertime candy almost because of s'mores and that type of deal. So I'm not going to include the Hershey bar here. But next, we're going to go to the like, candy. So we're going to go Sour Patch Kids first off the bat. And this is, like, the regular kids because that's typically what you get on Halloween. The watermelons are, like, the ones that you go to when you're going to the convenience store, when you're going to, you know, a gas station type deal. You always get the watermelon. But when you're trick-or-treating, you always get the kids. And then you remember how good the Sour Patch Kids are.
Yeah. Sour Patch Kids.
I have mine right off the bat. It's Jake Caraway.
Okay. Okay.
He's always talking shit. He's Colin fully Heacock. Tucked.
Colin Heacock.
I like that one as well.
And if it's not Colin Heacock, it'd be Dylan Malloy. Because, like, you
and
know,
Jake Caraway, it's like Jake Caraway's sour, he's sweet, and then boom, he's gone because he's scoring on your ass.
And with those other guys, it was just like that sour feeling of everybody being like, oh, they're not going to, you know, we don't know how they're going to transition. Mm-hmm. We don't know if Dylan Malloy's ever going to play in the PLL, like what's going to happen when they finally do play against guys with talent. And they come in and they just burst on the scene. Dylan Malloy, I think, had a 4-goal game in his first weekend. Like, these guys came on the scene and were very sweet. Like, you know, total pun intended there. I don't know which one to choose. I probably have to go both there, Dylan Malloy and Colin Heacock for Sour Patch Kids.
What other can't? Oh, you know what's a good one? You always get those mini boxes of Nerds.
Ooh.
They get thrown at you. You get the Nerds in there. I mean, Nerds. This one's kind of obvious just off the name for me. Plus Nerds, you get the grape flavor ones, the water dogs. I gotta go Ben Reeves as Nerds.
Oh, I hate you. That's okay. I'm just choose the guy that's trying to be like him.
I mean, we both agreed on Lyle, so we can both agree on Ben Reeves.
That's true. That's true. But my Nerd guy, it's Ty Warner. I really like Ty Warner and some of the things he does, not only on the lacrosse field, but, you know, going back to school now for med school. Mm-hmm. After being a professional athlete, the man's is a nerd. He's a nerd. He's a lacrosse nerd, too.
What else candy-wise do we get on a Halloween night?
Are we saving the best for last?
Oh, we can dive right into that one. Everybody might hate us, but DJ and I am very glad. This is a great realization and just shows why we are such a good tandem. Candy corn. Oh. DJ and I both love when I see my mom and dad coming home from a grocery store trip and they're pouring the candy corn in that little candy dish that gets out just specifically for the Halloween season and for the fall season. I am giddy as a racehorse. I love candy corn. Say what you want. Call me a sicko. Call me a freak. Whatever. I don't give a flying fuck. Candy corn rules. And if you don't like it, grow up.
Please grow up. It's not that bad. We're not telling you to go eat a 5-pound bag. We're telling you to grab a handful and enjoy.
Yep. Kick back, enjoy. It's not like we're asking you to eat circus peanuts. Candy corn rules.
Or Peeps.
Yeah. Get out of here. Grow up. Eat some candy corn, you ne'er-do-wells. Candy corn.
I've been thinking about candy corn because maybe I can get someone to change their mind on candy corn with my idea of a player. Blaze Reardon. Best of the best. It does not get better than Blaze Reardon. There's not a Halloween candy out that is better than candy corn. Like, you don't even, they don't even sell candy corn other than Halloween. All these other candies are
out. Literally like September to November.
If you ain't getting none, oh well. You got to wait.
It transitions because, like, you notice the Halloween candy corn has the yellow bottom and then it transitions to the fall and it's got the chocolate bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's that September to November vibe.
And that's it. That's all you get. You got 2 months to get it. If you don't get it, you got to wait 12 months. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry to tell you. Like, but that's it. You know, with Blaze, it's. You score on them, or you got to wait 12 months to score on them again.
Yep. That's a good call. I agree.
You know what I mean? Blaze. Like, once Blaze has your number, like, that's it.
If you're on Blaze's team, you love him. And if you have to play against him, you hate him. And that's what some of these freaks that don't like candy corn are like.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I'm sticking with it. I like that call a lot. Yeah, I have no complaints about Blaze. The next one I'm going to go with is... a fun one, and it's always fun when you get it. It's Airheads.
Ooh.
When you get those mini Airheads in your Halloween bucket, you're like, oh, I can't wait to twist these sumbitches up, combine them, and have an elite tandem.
I know this guy doesn't have an Airhead, but when he plays lacrosse, it totally seems like it because he has no regard for himself, his body, or anyone else's. Look, Mark Cassini, 1,000% is an Airhead.
I like that. And he meshes well with everybody.
Yep. Yep. Very stretchy and very movie. Kind of just, you put him in and he works.
I'm going to say my Airhead pick, it's got to be somebody who's dynamic, you know, in the game, can kind of, you know, like we said, mesh with everybody, somebody who's likable. I'm going to go Ryan Ambler as my Airhead.
Ooh. Okay.
And like I said, that. This is not the derogatory Airhead. This is the candy that is just so... It, you know, it sticks to your teeth. That player sticks to you. The ball sticks to Glick. Ryan Ambler sticks to the goal. Ryan Ambler's my guy. And then I think the final one I'm going to go, it's a little off the radar.
Starburst.
Okay, we're going to go two because I have one that's a little off the radar for Halloween, but I think it is very Halloween because when you get it, it's a nice little tasty treat. But Starburst is next.
See, Starburst for me is... it's a questionable player because it's sealed. You have no clue what two Starbursts you're going to get. Worst case scenario, you pull those two yellows and you're going to cry. And then
I'm one of those weird freaks that enjoys all four flavors of Starburst.
I knew it. But like, I'm trying to think of like, see me, my Starburst is Tim Trautner. We don't know what Timmy T we're going to get when he steps out. Absolutely love Timmy T, but there are days where he's an absolute all-star. Looks like Blaze Reardon reincarnated. Like, I'm here to stay, and I'm the best goalie in the league. But then even 2 days later on a Sunday, he could look like the worst stepped on two pieces of yellow Starburst I've ever seen a day in my life. You know, because his five hole is just wide open. So I'd have to go Timmy T because it's just so unexpected on what you're going to get.
See, I view Starburst as just an explosion of flavor. Very fun. Oddly, like when you were younger, you felt like Starburst almost quenched your thirst in a way. It was that weird, like, wow, these are so filled with flavor type impact. And, you know, it's somebody bursting onto the scene. My Starburst is Bryant Costabile.
Okay. I like that. And then if it's not with that explanation, I could go with Jeff T as well. I mean, man came on, only played 7 games and was tied for 2nd in league points. Like, the man completely burst on the scene. Like, he made me think of the Kool-Aid Man in that Family Guy.
Yeah.
In that Family Guy episode where he busts through the court wall. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, oh no. You know, he comes in, oh yeah. Everybody else is like, oh no. Like, the man busted on the scene.
So my very like interesting one, but I always enjoyed getting these when I went out. Getting a Jolly Rancher was always a nice little treat. I love me a Jolly Rancher. Love all the flavors. Obviously, they have their tier rankings, however you like your flavors, but who would you say is your Jolly Rancher?
Jolly Rancher is another like versatile one. You know, there's so many different flavors. There's so many different kinds of Jolly Rancher, but the flavors stay consistent, which is what I like about Jolly
Ranchers.
You have
Jolly Rancher. You have the hard candy Jolly Rancher, which is obviously the elite version, but
I'm going to have to go Tom Schreiber. He's very versatile, can do lots of different things.
Always jolly.
Always jolly. And him getting caught on defense isn't the worst. Like, he can play a little bit of defense, but yeah, like, he's very versatile, does a lot for the offense, can score, can move the ball, can literally just be a distraction because he's out there very much. Like, you know how – have you ever, like, slid in, like, two or three Jolly Ranchers in a trade because, like, they're just like, oh, I get five pieces. Leverage. He gets two. Like, yeah, he's that kind of guy. Like, he's kind of just out there as a distraction because you have to, like, pay attention to him.
I like that. I'm sticking with your pick, Jolly Rancher. Tom Schreiber's great. Now we're going to get to the controversial Halloween things that you get in your basket, in your bucket when you go trick-or-treating. We're going to start off with one that I don't like just based off one ingredient in it. DJ is a fan. It's the Almond Joy. So we're going to have very different answers here. DJ, your Almond Joy.
See, I'm going to have to go with another person that some people like are kind of shaky about, because that's what Almond Joy is. People, either you hate it or you love it. Like, that's it. It's hater, love guy. PLO. Mac on that.
I mean, does he? I mean, he's technically in the NLL too. So
yeah, I mean,
but see, I love Mac on that, so he wouldn't be my Almond Joy.
See, that's the thing. Some people—he's a lover hate guy. I absolutely
friend of the program.
I hate Mac on that. I do. Like, I'm like, this man scored one goal, two goals a game, and then wants to talk the most shit out of everybody on the field. But bro, you a crease attack man. All you do is catch and dump. Stop talking. Stop talking. He's the best.
My Almond Joy, I'm going to have a fun take on this, because I hate Almond Joy because I don't like coconut. That's why I don't like Almond Joys. I think coconut flavoring, it just doesn't, it does something to my taste buds that they do not like. And you know who does something to my taste buds in terms of play, even though he's a phenomenal player? You love him if he's on your team, hate him if he's not. Michael Earhart is my Almond Joy.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I don't
love Mike Earhart. I don't hate Mike Earhart as a person. I just hate when he's playing against somebody I like, or he's D'ing up somebody that I might have, you know, a nice little hefty wager on or something like that. He always screws you over. The Almond Joy goes to Mike Earhart. Here's a fun one. It's controversial because it's Halloween. It's like, why are you giving me these? When you get the little pretzel bag, I personally didn't mind it because pretzels, you pair it up with one of your chocolate candies. It's elite. I love a pretzel.
I love pretzels. I love pretzels. But this one's going to have to go to a guy that I don't necessarily think pretzels are a controversial thing. Some people shouldn't be handing out candy. It's probably the dentist anyway. He don't want you in there getting fill-ins. That's more stuff for him to do. So I'm going to have to go with a guy that does a lot of twisting and turning and does stuff that a lot of other people don't like so that they're not down there scoring on his offense. Trevor Baptiste. I think he's an amazing pretzel piece. Like, you know, nobody dislikes pretzels. Nobody dislikes Trevor Baptiste, but like, some people are just like, I'd rather have TD Erlen, or I'd rather have Joseph Nardella. You know, like, there's stuff you can choose over that guy, but that guy is a phenomenal pretzel piece that's gonna do his job.
My take is pretty much the exact same, just a different player, because you brought up the twists and turns and it keyed something in my brain. It's a friend of the show, newly married Jake Carlson.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Garbage man gets paid. That man, yeah, lots of twists and turns on the crease. It seems like he's always open.
And then this one's kind of an old school one. We probably didn't experience it. I might have experienced once or twice getting the old caramel apple in the bag. somebody making the hand dipped like caramel apple. It's more of like an old school. You see it in the movies a ton. Like,
okay,
like,
I'll go with the apple. I'll go with the caramel apple pop.
Okay, yeah, similar type vibe, but like back in the day before those were created, people would literally have the caramel like candied apples. They'd put them in like the cellophane type deal, tie them up, and it's like, oh, here's a handmade, you know, type thing, and it's like, can I trust this person from their house to be giving me something that's not, you know, factory sealed type deal? It's like, oh, this is a nice gesture, but like, what is in here? Are there razor blades in this thing?
Oh, man.
But if you get a caramel apple, that's a tasty treat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, can you trust that tasty treat?
Wow. That's another questionable guy. I don't have too many questionable guys in the league. Garrett Apple.
Garrett Apple? Garrett that Caramel works. Apple?
Dude. Like, you watch, like, you go back and watch, if you go back and watch every game this year, half of them, he looks like the reason why he was a nominee for DPOY.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other half, you look at him and go,
what are we doing here?
Let's
get a grip.
Did they make you with razor blades? Like, this is ridiculous.
Did they chop you up?
Because, I mean, the fact that he just bowls people over with his head, just drops his shoulder straight into people's head all year.
Yeah.
Dangerous. Dangerous, just like a candy apple from someone's home that you don't know.
I think a couple classics we left out that we can kind of touch on. The M&M, you can go peanut, you can go chocolate, you can go the new pretzel, the caramel. There's a whole lot of variations, but everybody loves a good M&M. Combos with a lot of things. Kyle Jackson's my M&M.
Ooh. A guy that fits in well. Ethan Walker.
Oh, I like that.
I feel like you could have put him in any offense this year and you would have done exactly what he did with the Water Dogs.
I like that a lot. And I think the other candy we might have left out was Skittles. So that'll be the last one before we get to our horror thing to wrap this thing up.
Dominic Alexander.
Ooh.
Not Dominic. Mark McNeil. Whenever I think of the rainbow, I always think of Pride, and he's like the number one like PLO Pride guy. Instantly rainbow Mark McNeil.
Could also be an M&M based off his initials.
Yeah, exactly.
Skittles, they're flavorful. That, you know, what's at the end of the rainbow type deal. Always nice to get a Skittle. They have the sour Skittles as well to bring a little flair. I'm going to say Scott Radcliffe.
Ooh. Excuse me. He seems like the kind of guy to be like Marshawn Lynch and like eat Skittles on the sideline after
Scott Skittles in the pocket guy. You know who else seems like a Skittles in the pocket guy? Eddie Glazner.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's he's a mosey.
You see Skittles rolling out of his mouth.
Or you walk over to the sideline, Nat's just talking. He's in the back like, hey, Timmy T, you want some of these Skittles? It might help you play a little better.
So that's our lacrosse players compared to Halloween treats or tricks brought to you by our friends at Play Pickup. And then we also said, you know, what a lacrosse player, coach, person would we like to see star in a scary movie? DJ, what's the premise of your movie and who is the player, coach, lacrosse entity that you want to see star in this scary film or Halloween film? Doesn't have to be scary, just Halloween.
Always think of like scary movies, like the first one that comes to mind is Michael Myers. Like, that's just like top tier scary Halloween movie. I watched the new one, absolutely loved it. Go watch it if you haven't. No free ads though. This is not that. But my Michael Myers would have to be Graham Hossack. Like, you know, like, I want to say Jared Newman, but like, he has an appealing looking face sometimes. Like, he smiles. I don't think I've ever seen Graham Hossack smile.
Yeah.
Like, he's like intimidating, very intimidating. Not that Jared isn't. Jared's extremely intimidating. Have him slap a few cans out of your hand, you'll be pretty intimidated.
You witness that firsthand. You look shaking in your boots.
But like I even just think about Graham, and all I see is just a stone cold face. So yeah. He's definitely like my Michael Meyer like villain guy. The guy that's gonna get everybody together to try and figure everything out, Andy Towers, 1,000%. He's just natural born leader, a lot of energy, and doesn't seem scared of anything. The macho man that's gonna try and save the day early, but like doesn't get anything done in all actuality, is gonna be Jared Newman. He's gonna come, oh, I'm big and bad, duh, 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 and then Graham's gonna shut him right down. I need like a main character, and I need somebody who's gonna bring like the funk. I know this is like extremely like chaos, but like Jack Rowlett, 1,000% would be my main character, and his best friend would be Miles Jones. They're in this together. The you're gonna like this one. The lady, the medical lady that screamed at you. That's gonna be like the mom that like doesn't believe anything and is going crazy because there's a killer and she doesn't want to believe it. And then classic sheriff and cop, Paul and Mike. Paul and Mike.
I like it.
And then the little guy that comes in to be like all romantic to the girl is Joe Keeks.
My movie that I'm going to take, it's a classic, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. Don't know how you'll feel about this one, but it's Nightmare Before Christmas.
See, I don't mind the Christmas movies, they're okay. I just don't like people
I view it as both a Halloween and Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's a double dip. People try to quantify, is it a Halloween movie, is it a Christmas? No, it's both. Get a grip, grow up like we said. It is very much a Halloween movie. You can enjoy Jack Skellington any time of year. So I'm going to cast The Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm going to start off with Jack Skellington being Jack Rowlett. Same name, same vibes. Jack Rowlett is Jack Skellington. My Sally is going to be... It's got to be Jack's love interest. Not that it is in real life. But I'm going to say it's... I don't know if she's still working for the PLL, but I'm going to say it's Meredith who ran Chaos's social media accounts because she loved posting Jack. So I'm going to say that's Sally. My Oogie, the villain type deal, is going to be Andy Towers. Voicing Oogie Boogie would be hilarious. Santa is going to be Mike Rabel. And I mean, we can have the entire PLL as our secondary, like, monster cast and everything. But Zero, I think, is the dog's name, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Zero, the dog, is obviously Chaz. And then there is one more big time character that I'm blanking on. Oh, yeah, Dr. Finkelstein is totally RJ.
No, I love that. I love that. That is perfect.
Totally RJ. So Nightmare Before Christmas, PLL style. But that's going to do it for us. Thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on the social medias at OTBLaxPod on Twitter and Instagram. Follow DJ at SCS_NextGreat. You can follow me at KBIZZL311. Be sure to check out the website undergroundsportsphiladelphia.com for all of our written content. And subscribe to the podcast. Leave those 5-star ratings and reviews. Let us know about your excitement about the PLL coming to, the NLL coming to ESPN, potentially the PLL. Would you want to see it on ESPN or do you want to see it somewhere else? Let us know what Halloween candies you would compare to lacrosse players, what Halloween movie you'd cast lacrosse players in, and anything else in between. 5 stars only, because we have standards. We know you do too. Check us out, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. Thank you to our sponsors, Tomahawk Shades, Stateside, Urban Craft Vodka, and Kenwood Beer. Go to TomahawkShades.com, use promo code USP, get 25% off your entire order at TomahawkShades.com. Stateside Urban Craft Vodka, get the vodka soda party packs at StatesideVodka.com. You got to be 21 or older to do so. And, of course, please drink responsibly. And our friends at Kenwood Beer, go to KenwoodBeer.com. Use the Kenny Tracker to see who's got Kenwood on tap. You got to be 21 or older to do so. And, of course, please drink responsibly. This has been episode number 193 of the Outside the Box podcast. My final episode as a 27-year-old. I'm old, I know. 28 by the time you guys are listening to this. Who's the GOAT that wears 28 in lacrosse?
Earhart.
And on that note, God damn it.
You did that to yourself. You literally walked right into that.
Yep, right
into the gauntlet.
Earhart's going to smack me with a long stick right in the head.
I don't think anyone else wears 28, actually.
Which is weird. You would think 28 would be a decently worn number.
Why? That's like not worn in any sports.
I guess it's a big baseball number.
Okay, yeah. That's like it.
I feel like 28 is like a midfield type deal. I could see a lot of midfielders.
It's an ugly number.
There's uglier numbers.
Oh, 1,000%. You ever seen somebody wear 31?
Ooh. The only time 31 is good is Halloween.
Yes.
And New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And even then, that's debatable. Yeah, Halloween 31 is...
That's Jaylen, about as good as it gets.
Jalen Mills looked good in 31 with the Eagles, but... I digress.
Here you go with your Eagles fandom.
This has been OTB episode number 193. For DJ, I'm KB. I'll see you guys another year older the next time we're here. But until then, we are signing off. Peace.